Now the 25 to 11, let's continue our previews of today's racing, and this afternoon's program in Victoria is going to be conducted at Werribee. We've got a good four-rater track with the eight races, and Ray Huxley joins us. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Niles.
How did you find this program?
It's a tough program, but I think we can finish in front.
Okay, well, the first event's over 2,000. Takeout runners 3, 4, 11 and the 13. Main ones are number 1, Bomb Blast at 8. Mirabeau at 3.10. You're looking at $1.80 for the 9, House Arrest. It's the dominant favourite who's been a runner-up at its past three.
Yeah, House Arrest, it deserves to be the top pick. I don't think it deserves to be $1.80, but he is racing well at the moment. As you say, 3 seconds in a row at Stony Creek and twice at Moe. He's very one-paced, but he has got the good barrier, and he's proven as a weight carrier because he ran in one of these high-weight maidens last time, and he shouldered the weight really well when he ran second behind Zanahari at Moe. So he's the top pick. I do think number 2 will be very hard to beat, Mirabeau. He has blinkers back on today. He's got several gear changes from his first up run at Pakenham. That was his first run since September. He led them up in a 1,600-metre race, led around the turn, then got very tired in the last little bit, got beaten about 8 lengths. But he'll be greatly improved by that, and he has run second over 2,400 metres at Geelong. He is a front runner. With the blinkers back on, he'll certainly roll along in front, and probably going to be hard to run down. I think one of the two will win. I go 9, only narrowly ahead of the 2, next best 8 and 1.
So 9 from 2, 8 and 1 in race number 1. We have a look at the second. This is a high weight over 2,000. Take out 6, 14, 15 and the 16. Now we've got number 4, Cotherotti at $4, 5.50 for Neuer. Down to the Informer, who's a $6 chance. Summer Nostrum at $3.70 is the current favourite.
Yeah, very tough race. So I've gone with number 5, Neuer, who did run quite well at Ballarat 2 starts ago when he ran third in a 1,400-metre benchmark 58. Led them up and fought on pretty well to run third. Then went to Moonee Valley last start. Showed early speed, was in the race until the home turn, and that was a benchmark 70, so he was really out of his depth there, dropping back to the 58 grade here. And with Jamie Mott on, you've got something on in your favour, I think, with Jamie Mott in these races. So I'll put him on top. It's a very open race. Number 7, the Informer, had very good form before he failed at Warrnambool last start. That run was totally out of character. Willing to give him another chance here. Then we go to number 11, Summers Natstrom, who has been performing quite well at the picnic, so he's used to carrying a bit of weight. And number 4, Kothu Rofty, has got a chance as well. Very open affair, 5, 7, 11 and 4.
5 from 7, 11, 4 in race 2. We look at the third. This is over 1,000. Take out 2, 8, 12 and also 13. 1, Clever George at 6, 8.50 for Count Nakoni. Then you're down to a low-level flying at 4.60. Dimmer Shot is a $6 chance. Noriko at $3.90.
Yeah, I think Noriko is the one to beat here. It was a good run on debut. It's only had the 3 runs. Its debut run back in August last year, it ran third at Moe. It was trapped wide for most of the race and ran on very well in the home straight. Only got beaten 2 lengths and was closing quickly. Then went to Seymour and ran a good third there, and then failed at Sale last up. But was wearing blinkers for the first time. It got caught in behind them. It over-raced. I think you can make excuses for that last run, and then she was turned out for a spell. In a Cranbourne trial on the 5th of February, she began very quickly and went straight to the front with her blinkers on, and she led all the way and won by 2.5 lengths. This is a very weak field. I think she'll be winning number 14, Noriko. Put in number 7 for second, a low-level flying, an improved run when it resumed from a spell and ran second at Camperdown. Then we go to 10 and the 11 have got little chances as well, but it's a very weak field, and Noriko, if it goes like it did first up last program, I think it'll be winning. 14 from 7, 10 and 11.
14 from 7, 10 and 11 in race number 3. The fourth is a 1,400-metre maiden. Take out horses 4, 7, 9, 10, 11. And also number 14. Now we've got number 1, Dodge the Hounds at 550. 370 Slickback's a first starter who's kept safe in betting. We've got Pomando who's at $3.50. And the favourite is the 18, What Liz Ahead at $3.30.
Yeah, it's the query runner, the one right down the bottom. What Lies Ahead, it's only had the one start. That was back in November 2016, so it's been on the sidelines for a long time. When it made its debut back in November 16, it ran second at Cranbourne. It was a really, really good run. It was well supported and only got beaten ahead, but then something went wrong and we haven't seen it. Now, it did have a barrier trial the other day at Geelong. Was given a very, very easy time, wasn't asked to really quicken up and was beaten a long way. But just going on that Cranbourne run and the fact that there has been early support for it, I'd keep watching the betting. If there's good money for it, then it'll probably win the race. But I think the market will be the really good guide. Number 6, Slickback, I put in for second. He's the first starter from the Mick Kent stable. The stable's going fantastic at the moment, so big watch on it as well. Number 1, Dodge the Hounds, and number 12, Panamba with blinkers on today. First up has had plenty of early support. A very, very tough race. 18, 6, 1 and 12.
18 from 6, 1 and 12 in race 4. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie today, over 1,100. You can take out number 6. We've got number 1, Lakota, at 4.60. Maximus is at 2.10. The Mare at 5. $7 for Damascus Dane. And La Renard is a $7 chance.
I think it's good value, La Renard. I liked it last start at Maui. When it got beaten in Eilish there, I thought we had the money when it got the split in the home straight, and it actually hit the front and then was nailed right on the line by It's a Shame Billy. It was a good run. It was a return to form. She's a pretty handy mare, even though she's only won one race in her life, but she's raced mostly in a much tougher city grade. So I think she's well placed here. The last run was a benchmark 64, now dropping to a class run. I think got a very good chance. Maximus will be hard to beat. This is new for him. He hasn't raced short of 1,200 metres before. Had good form last time in, very consistent galloper. Just think that with the 3 kilo weight advantage, the Mare La Renard, over 1,100 metres, might be able to beat the two. They're the two I like in the race. Lakota's gone well at its only two starts. It's the third pick, and then out to number 4, the Mare. 7-2-1-4.
So we go 7 from 2-1-4 in that event, race 5. We go to race 6. This is over 1,600, a benchmark 58. Take out runners 1, 5 and also 10. Number 2, Grand Teton, is at 350. Stars on 45 at 480. Von Richter at 260. Down to Bjorn Pretty at 550. And My Running Mate is a 650 chance.
Yeah, it looks the right race for number 4, Von Richter. This mare has won 2 of her last 4 starts. One on the synthetic at Geelong over 1,900 in July. Only had one more run that preparation in a much, much tougher race at Flemington and then went out for a spell. First up, a winner at Yarra Valley. Really stormed home over the 1,200 to win that day. And they've probably found the class a bit strong at Mooney at Sandown last start. This looks a really, really nice race for her, getting out to 1,600 metres, third up from the spell. So I've got her on top, Von Richter. For second, I put in number 3, Stars on 45. Had no luck last start. Got trapped out very wide and wasn't beaten far. Before that was a good winner at Hamilton. Number 2, Grand Tetron, probably the other chance in the race. And next best, number 7, Born Pretty. 4 from 3, 2 and 7.
4 from 3, 2, 7. We then go over to race number 7. This is over 1,400. Take out runners 1 and 9. We've got number 2, Sayonara Mosa at 3.40. King Coey at 4.40. Eagle Spirits at $2.90. 6.50 for Equus Doro. Peg Leg Ben is an 8.50 chance.
King Coey is the one I like here, and really, really nice drop in class. 3 starts ago, in a benchmark 78, it ran third at Flemington behind Wise Hero and Just Highfalutin. That's fabulous form for a race like this. It was a $61 chance, but it ran really well. Then came out and ran a good fourth at Sandown in a benchmark 70 before it failed at Sandown last start. Now it's dropping right down in class to a 58 grade. Gee, looks well placed to me. Keen on him. The four to beat number seven, Equistoro. It had no luck last start. It was caught out wide most of the way. Number six, Eagle Spirit, was an excellent first up run. And then number two, Sion Avramosa. It's a mouthful. Four from seven, six and two.
4-7-6-2. And so then we go to race eight over 1,000. Takeout runners 4 and 6. We've got number one, I'm Too Hot at 240. Captain Crackerjack at 3.370 for Separee. Down to Pledge of Allegiance at $6 and Longer Odds the others.
Yeah, I think the top three mainly here. I like number three, Separee, who's had the two runs back from a spell. They've both been at Sandown over the 1,000 metres. It hasn't been far away in both of those runs, and dropping back to Friday company at Werribee, I think it will be hard to beat from barrier one. I'm Too Hot. It's very short. It's a pretty good galloper. Ran okay at Sandown last start after winning well at Mornington. It's going to be hard to beat. The other chance is Captain Crackerjack, who is a very, very fast horse for about 950 metres. He'll lead them up. He'll lead them round the turn, but the last 50 metres, it does get very tired at the end of 1,000 metres. But it'll give a great sight. I think they'll fight it out. Next best, number five, Pledge of Allegiance. 3-1-2-5.
So we go three from 1, 2 and 5. And then what do we do as far as our best rough equadian play of the day?
Yeah, I know it's a maiden, and it's hard to have best bets in maidens, but I do think Noriko will win race three. So I've made it the best. Race three, number 14, Noriko. I think the value bet is in race five, number seven, La Renard. I think it's over the odds at $7. My play of the day, I'm going to have something on Noriko in race 3, number 14, all up race 7, number 4, King Cowie, and for the quadrilla, the first leg 2 and 7, into 2, 3, 4, 7, into 2, 4, 6, 7, and the last leg 1, 2, 3.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Ray. Good luck with it.
Good. Thanks, Ben.